get any better, Chance. Trust me. 120 minutes dragged by, and his gaze had never once left the club's brick facade. Through the large front windows, he could see the efficient swirl of folks who cradled their drinks and murmured in low, conspiratorial tones. Okay, it was time for business. He gave the street another quick scan. Not a soul was looking his way. Over his career, he'd found they never were. Seagraves waited patiently until the target walked through his crosshairs for the last time, then his gloved finger edged to the trigger. He didn't particularly like firing through a window pane, though it wouldn't interfere with the flight of the ordnance he was using. Thwap! This was followed instantly by a tinkle of glass and the heavy thud of a pudgy dead man hitting a highly polished oak floor. The Honorable Robert Bradley had felt no pain at all with the impact. The bullet had killed his brain before it could tell his mouth to start screaming. Not a bad way to go, actually. A minute later, in another part of the city, a fireball raced into the sky. It was the rented and fortunately empty townhouse of the dead man. Initially, it would be blamed on a gas leak that had ignited. Yet, combined with the murder of Bob Bradley, the federal authorities would seek out other explanations, though they wouldn't come easily. The United States government would have